Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of June, 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up later in the broadcast, we only had him on for about 10 minutes yesterday. I didn't want to cut him short. We're having the gentleman on who successfully beaten the police when they arrested him for trying to tape record them while they were interrogating his daughter. And they're now claiming that you cannot have cameras anywhere in the United States. You cannot videotape police. Of course, this is fraud on its face. Wiretapping is when you hide a microphone or a camera or both in somebody's house or tap into their phone line illegally, unlawfully, without a warrant. That's what Bush has been doing illegally. But when you go out on the street corner and start videotaping people, or you go to a football game and start videotaping people, or a cop pulls you over and you start videotaping them, even secretly, it's not wiretapping because there is no reasonable expectation of privacy. But this is the same thing with the police, their penchant for beating you up on video, and then using the video of them beating you up as evidence to charge you with assaulting an officer, assaulting a god. And I see it all the time, and they'll just go, oh, yeah, that's an assault. Yeah, I slammed your face in the concrete. That's an assault. I want to send you to prison for 5 years on top of it. And you'll go, but it isn't an assault. And everybody that takes it to trial is found not guilty. I mean, I've had several of my listeners send me videos, and they're about to plea bargain, and I say, no, take it to trial. And the jury says, well, they didn't touch the officer or the officers, but they still try to send you to prison. And that's what blows me away, is that you would take people to jail for doing nothing and try to put them in prison and feel good about it. I mean, that is one of the Ten Commandments, boys and girls. I mean, that is, even if you don't believe in God, that is muy bad. To lie about people, to get them in trouble, but you just do it all day long. It feels good. Of course, then if they don't like what you're doing in your own cop system, they'll set you up too. Then you'll learn about how it works real fast. Now, we still got a lot of good police left, but I got to tell you, the higher in the ranks you go, statistically, the worse they get. And then Adam Koish, he's a Marine, got national attention a few weeks ago when he wore his uniform in an anti-war march, and he's in trouble, so we'll be going over that. Also, we'll talk about Denver and several other U.S. cities are calling for taxing everything. They are calling for all sorts of regulation, all sorts of control, and this is the new carbon tax, and it's a tax on living. Once they've introduced the false idea that carbon dioxide is a deadly poison, once they've introduced that, then they can start taxing our literal respiration. And that's not just me saying that. The Boston Globe has had headlines, you know, taxing you for breathing. But then they go on to say it's good. And that's all this is a brave new world of taxation. They're also a whole new brave new world of just general transportation taxes on driving and on the toll roads. And I heard Derry Brownfield talking about a news story today, where this woman went into court and she had to wait 5 hours because the illegal aliens all got to go first, and they were given $35 fines for no insurance, no nothing, because the judge knew he couldn't do anything. He just would get them to pay cash here on the spot. And then she, for one ticket, got $250. And she got mad about it and, you know, got told, sit down and shut up. In fact, Trey, well, you call Brownfield's people because they leave pretty quick. I forgot to tell you about that. Call Brownfield's people, and I want to get that lady and get that story they were talking about. I want to get that on here because I've already experienced that personally with the illegal aliens getting preferential treatment. And Brownfield finally got it right. I'm not saying he didn't have it right in the past, but, I mean, other people aren't getting this. This is war against the people. This is economic war by the elite against the middle class. All right, I got a bunch of news I haven't even gotten to. Tony Blair has called for Chinese-style net controls in the UK. Cover that first.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're doing the best job we can to defend what's left of this country and to try to rally people throughout the society and the private sector and government everywhere, black, white, old, young, it doesn't matter, to realize the public plan to set up world government and take away our liberties and freedoms and get rid of most of the private wealth in this country as a tool of greater control. And every day, the illustration has just become that much more obvious. In fact, we have too much evidence of the facts that we have, and I tend to not focus in on enough detail on each little facet. Let me get into this right now. Steve Watson wrote an article last night. He said until 2 in the morning in London time to write this article for you. It's titled, Blair Calls for Chinese-Style Net Controls in the UK, Declares War on Pernicious Conspiracy Theories and Media Coverage. Now, he declared war on conspiracy theory websites and said that it may bring down the government. You can actually go read the, it's got to be, 10-page long speech. I haven't found the video of it yet. He gave it at a Reuters news conference, a Reuters convention. Reuters being the largest news wire in the world. And by the way, the shocking news here is that the London Guardian and other major publications called for net censorship and said they think it's wonderful shut down the alternative websites, shut down free speech. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't even need to read Steve's article. Steve gives you a bigger picture into the calls for shutting down net neutrality. Maine, by the way, is now passing the end of net neutrality to let them start stopping some of the peer-to-peer and really killing the infrastructure of the web that literally will just cripple it. When Cogent and Level 3, two big backbone providers, a couple years ago had a fight and shut off their transfers to each other, about a third of the web was down. Remember that for web heads out there that will remember that? A lot of you just probably remember that a lot of stuff didn't work, a lot of sites weren't up, it was just you couldn't get to them. Including Infowars.com. Well, see, I'm already digressing. It's happening. You know, the New York Times 3 weeks ago came out with a headline saying the end of the web. And they said that the federal government was lobbied 150 plus mil last year to shut down the web. They said it. And to tax it. They said it. And to put a huge tax per email and to shut down the free web where there'll still be thousands of sites, but it'll just be like cable TV. It'll be who is allowed to get on the web, who's allowed to be on the main backbone. And Internet folks have become a little arrogant. You become a little comfortable. You can't imagine losing it. And I'm here to tell you, you're gravely mistaken. Now, they can't ever completely shut it down, but they're in the process of crippling it right now on 100 fronts. And let's say you're listening on shortwave or an AM or FM station right now, and or satellite, you're saying, I don't care about the web. You know, I don't go on the web. Or the most I do is go buy baseball tickets on the web. I don't care if they shut it down. You better care, because the web, the Internet, is their tool for surveillance and control. That's what they thought it would be, but it's backfired on them, and they are literally panicking right now. Newspaper circulation is down by over 60% in the last 11 years now. It's fallen by about 5% on average, some even more, every year. It's continually dropping. Some newspapers are dropping by 20, 30%. I mean, you can go pull the numbers up on newspaper circulation being down. It's no secret. They're in literal free fall. And that's twofold, because people are in the instant news cycle now, A, but B, and this is what is the biggest thing, people know they're a pack of liars and spinners now. And so to see European and even American media, U.S. media, weighing in on Tony Blair's speech a day ago and saying, yeah, you know, this is going to be called censorship by the tinfoil hat brigade, but this is reasonable. We need to regulate news. You see, that's because they're jealous. They've got to go sit every day in front of an editor. They've got to be told what to write, when to write it. They've got to be totally controlled. They've got to do whatever the cops tell them. They've got to do whatever the bureaucracy gives them a press release. They've got to repeat it and reprint it verbatim. And there's no real freedom there. 100 years ago, there was, because there were thousands of family-owned newspapers. Now there's maybe a couple hundred family-owned, and they're all basically globalist, and five main companies own over 90% of the media. And so they're all getting together now, because they can't play fair, because we're kicking their hind ends, and they're calling for it. And this isn't Albania. This isn't Russia, where Putin shut down every independent newspaper. This isn't communist China. This is England, the birthplace of the Magna Carta, the birthplace of the Parliament, the birthplace of the jurisprudence and the system that we have in this country. Remember, when Blair first got in office, he announced, quote, the end of the Magna Carta. He announced. He gave a speech, said, we're going to end the Magna Carta. We're going to get rid of juries. And they pretty much have done that. And we're going to put up millions of cameras. And when you're out in England and you stop anywhere on the street and talk to somebody, police run up and say, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to hand out flyers. And I need to fill out a form on who your name is. We're putting you in a terror database. See, that was the first phase. Now they're arresting you in most areas. See, this is how it works. The same thing here. Last Thursday, I'm on a city sidewalk. They're at the Omni protesting the governor, Rick Perry, who was on the roster as being there on the program. And the police walk up and they say, look, leave or we're going to arrest you. And I said, you know what? I don't want to be arrested, but I have to stay now. We were planning to leave because I can't let you violate the First Amendment and set that precedent. I said, and the cops started laughing. And I said, you know, it's not funny. I said, a lot of veterans fought and died for that First Amendment. And he laughed at that. See, it's funny. You stupid twit. Your bank account's only safe because of liberty. I know that's all you care about. Your property rights are only safe because of people who are willing to put their lives on the line. Every one of those amendments, people fought and died for. Most places, people are slaves, and so there's no freedom. There's free market creates literal milk and honey. It creates an atmosphere where you can work and feel secure, and you want to go out and work hard and build things because you get to keep it. But you get a system like Russia under communism, people just start laying around because why should you work when some fat-bellied commissar in a uniform takes it from you? Or if you don't hand your good-looking wife over to him, you and her go to a labor camp. You know, that was in Russia and in Nazi Germany. That was incredibly common. Just a local Nazi in your town literally would just go up to you at a party, even if you were a well-known business owner in the town, middle class, and would say, I want your wife. And if you don't give her to me, and the wife would, she'd go, okay, let's go. Let's go in the back room right now. People knew. They just, I want your daughter, boom, hand her right over. I'm not going to live like that while a bunch of scum rules over me. By the way, I see articles every day where cops are making women have sex with them on the side of the road. I've had enough of it. Okay? I've had enough of the way you're acting, and I've had enough of you making excuses for yourselves. This country's gone bad, and I want to turn it around. And then that cop wasn't done. We've been so busy on Endgame, we haven't even put that video up yet. We've got him lying. Well, first we've got him saying he's going to have me arrested, all of us arrested, we don't leave, and they have the paddy wagons and riot police massing. Then he goes over and tells reporters that I'm a liar, and I didn't say it, because I get on the bullhorn and say, okay, folks, he's told us he's going to arrest us if we don't leave. About half of our 100 people that left at that point, 50 stayed. That's fine. I made the announcement. And they started celebrating. The one cop, we got him on tape going, see, it made him leave. Keep it up. I did review the tapes Saturday night up here. It was Thursday. It wasn't until Saturday night I got a chance to review them. And then it wasn't enough for him. I bullhorned and said that so some reporters run over and say, is that true? And he goes, no, it's not true. He's a liar. And the reporter runs over, one of them, and believed I was lying. You can see it in his face. Oh, well, he caught me with my hand in some cookie jar, and said, oh, you, he didn't say that. And I just blew up. Because, folks, if you can't stand on a street corner and protest where you want, when you want, there is no America. Okay. And you can't do it in most areas of this country. A couple of years ago, you couldn't do it anywhere because they were trying to enforce this new level of tyranny. But lawsuits were filed coast to coast, so they backed off everywhere but New York. You can spontaneously demonstrate in L.A. You can do it in Chicago. I've done it. But you do it in New York, man, they come over and they say, I'm going to say you got a bomb. Get out of here. But I don't have a bomb. Well, we know you don't have a bomb, but we're going to say you do. You see, it's one inch. There's one degree of separation from a police officer saying to me, leave or I'm going to have you all arrested. And trying to kill the First Amendment, there's one degree of separation from that, and we're going to say you got bombs, you're going to go to a labor camp. By the way, they tried to pass a law in Oregon a few years ago where if you have a gun illegally, if you download music illegally, life in prison in a forced labor camp. I wrote articles about it. Go pull it up for yourself. You see, they're now writing bills. It didn't pass. It failed by two votes. And it said forest labor camp for life. You see, they're not. Remember 2 years ago, the governor of Rhode Island, it was in the news. It said if you criticize the government, it's the Sedition Act. They were trying to pass it at the state level. He said Homeland Security told him to do it. And it said if you criticize the government, you would get life in prison. Remember that? They want to do it. But these little cowardly bastards have got to sell you on it first. Let's beat them together. Let's admit how bad things are. You know, I saw the postings in the message board on this story yesterday Steve put out, and people couldn't believe it. When we get back, They've announced they want to start shutting down free speech in England. That means here.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 13, 2007. Gold, 647, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
But just as fast, I felt brand new. Oh, you. I look at you. If I made a pass at you, what would you say that we were through?
Oh, well, thank you, Jimmy Vaughn, for that introduction.
I look at you.
Blair Bax, new online journalism regulator. Now, that's the London Telegraph. That is not Steve Watson's headline, Blair calls for Chinese-style net controls in the UK. China has threatened to attack the U.S. again, as usual. We'll be getting into that, but they're not a threat. It's all Iran. But you know what? Instead of even reading Steve's article, Steve gives you more. Steve gives you the big picture. But people are in denial, so let me just read the London Telegraph for you. How's that sound? Let's just read the Telegraph. Blair backs new online journalism regulator. And then there's a key link right under George Jones' political editor story. Full text of Blair's speech on politics and media. You'll want to do what I did last night. You want to read very slowly if you have any brain in your head, which I'm sure you do. You'll want to read that because it's a lot worse than even what's in Steve's article or what's here. I mean, it's bad. Now, everything he said he would do, everything he ever shot his mouth off about, they did, other than getting England fully into the European Union, which they're now doing by fiat anyways. But he hasn't gotten that completely done. It's kind of like England's heart is still barely beating, just like the U.S. Hard to kill. Tony Blair hinted today at new restrictions on internet journalism, saying online news coverage had become more pernicious and less balanced than traditional political reporting. In a farewell lecture on public life, he said that much of the British media behaved like a feral beast, just tearing people and reputations to bits. That means that you're losing control. By feral, that's true. We need a feral media. But I am feral. I am not tamed. I am not domesticated. I am a wild man. That's what liberty looks like. But he had particular harsh words for non-traditional media outlets, particularly the internet. It used to be thought, and I include this myself, that help was on the horizon, he said. New forms of communication would provide new outlets to bypass the increasingly shrill tenor of traditional media. So, see, they always imply, oh, I was for that new thing, but now, see, I was open-minded, but now it's bad. Problem, reaction, solution. New forms of communication would provide new outlets bypassing the increasingly shrill tenor of the traditional media. In fact, the new forms can be even more pernicious, less balanced, more intent on the latest conspiracy theory multiplied by five. Multiplied by five. And then he goes on to say that the internet-based 24-hour news cycle is giving rise to an even faster cycle, and it's terrible. Yeah, because you're spin doctors and you're liars. I mean, we go out and find out you guys carried out 7-7. We find out you ran drills, the exact same targets being hit, and then when the Americans get caught 4 days ago trying to sneak plastic explosive bombs into the G8, and it comes out in a German newspaper, we pick it up and make it international news. And then they said, oh, it's just a drill. It's always a drill. When Putin gets caught blowing up buildings, it's a drill. Well, 9/11, you're running drills. It's always a drill, Blair. You're a murderer. You're a hardcore killer. And it really upsets you that we kind of create aggregates. We aggregatize all your devil worship news. We go find, I don't know, 15, 20 different articles, mainstream news about you flopping around in convulsions, channeling spirits, and worshiping Lucifer, and your wife being a witch, and you going into secret grottos and being reborn at Aztec temples and flying around to different sacred sites around the world like some Dungeons and Dragons game. And we put it all together, and everybody knows you're a complete fruitcake. And there's no denying us. We have you. There's no denying us. We're beating you, and we're going to go on beating you. And as Steve Watson said at the end of his article, you go ahead and try to shut the web down. You go ahead and you try to call us out. You go ahead and you try to kill a few of us or put a few of us in prison to scare us away. You can't stop what's in motion now. You can't stop us, and you know it. There's nothing you can do. You can't win. And the people are now realizing that your propaganda about how we can't win is the reverse of the reality. I see this as a major victory. He's literally flouncing around in the water. He's a drowning man.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Ann and Daniel and others are going to go to you in a minute. Blair Back's new online journalism regulator. That's the mainstream headline. Now, they already have D notices over there. They've had these for really since World War II. So that's how it starts. Oh, if the government, just for a limited time, the British would never have put up with that. Voracious readers, you know, the center of the newspaper world. Literally, it was like 30-something daily newspapers just in London alone 100 years ago. Made New York look like a joke. I mean, no one would tell you what to put in the newspaper and what to not. But, oh, since we're fighting Hitler, just for a limited time, that, of course, the British Royals funded, but then set up, just for a limited time, we are going to have to screen everything you write if it's war-related so that it does, something doesn't slip out about munitions or troop movements. Oh, that sounds reasonable. And then now you write a story about Tony Blair taking huge cash gifts for lordships and handing out patronages, baronages. Is it patronages? What's the? I know it's a baronage when they hand out a barony, but what's the proper term for the when they hand out those little royal minion titles? It doesn't matter. Point is, Parliament supposedly, and the Prime Ministership hands those out now. You know, the Queen recommends it, and then they hand it out. But it's a public bribe. But you're getting paid off for that. Saudi princes buying people off. all sorts of corruption, murders, all this stuff is in their news. And all the time now, we'll see articles in the British news, we'll link to them, and we save them so that we have a record. And that's why we save these articles. We love nothing more than to link directly to them because people see it saved on our site and don't believe it. But the reason we save them is because routinely, I mean, every few weeks, we link to some article about prostitutes and payoffs being used by British Petroleum to get deals in Tajikistan. And it will be denoticed and taken down. And when it's denoticed, you don't even know. It's just the story's gone. And the government comes in, and there's no free speech in England already. And so the web's gotten away from them. It's become the dominant means. They can't cover stuff up anymore when they blow up some buses or blow up some trains or do whatever it is they do. And so they've got to regulate it. They've got to shut it down. But you would expect the mainline media to be against regulation. But no. They're already under it, and so they're jealous and envious and angry. And so he wants a new federal agency in England to allow and regulate and control any news sites. I wonder if Steve Watson and Paul Watson are going to have to move here to Austin, Texas, or to New York. They've already been invited. With the exchange rate, they're insane to stay over there. They can barely live on what I pay them, but, I don't blame them. It's where they live. I don't want to leave Texas. But, it's serious. But they're talking about it here, too. They're talking about regulating the web. They've talked about it in Congress. But see, they're doing something better. They're going in and saying they're going to tax bandwidth. You already pay for it with your connection. They say they're going, and it's hugely profitable. One of the few sectors still growing in this country since 2000, late 2000. They are going after everything. They are going to tax email. That's been proposed. The states are lobbying. States are doing it by themselves. Maine just voted to do it. They are doing a host of things to shut down the web. And we're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble when it comes to free speech. And we need to first get people to recognize that this is happening. It's like yesterday, we put out an article that was a compilation of all these mainstream reports where the Pentagon admittedly is lobbying for Bush's amnesty bill. But just like a military tactic, like everything else they do, they are saying that this is not an amnesty bill. They also said again today the bill is dead again. They're going to keep saying that because we want to be lazy. I do, too. I want to quit worrying about this. I want to be able to think we beat this. And they know. They just keep crying wolf every day. Every single day they say the bill is dead, the bill is dead, the bill is dead. And then, oh, the bill is back. And that's meant to knock down opposition. That's meant to stop the phone calls and stop the angry talk show calls and to get the talk shows to shut up. I remember when they passed campaign finance reform. This is how they engage in deception. Just one of the many tactics they use, but it's semantical word manipulation, wordsmithing. They said, it's campaign finance reform. You want to get dirty money out of politics, don't you? Then let us reform. See, when you hear that word reform, that's a cover word. And then I saw 700 Club last night. He was saying, hey, we need this reform. They need to get something done up there. People are mad, Pat Robertson said. They're not getting something done. So all the public hears is the public is mad. And when you hear that, that's meant to shift on sheep thinking, like, everybody's mad. I better be mad. I don't know any of the facts, but people are mad. People are upset. See, I mean, when you see Pat Robertson doing that, or you see J.C. Watts doing that on Wolf Blitzer's show, or you see that Bush saying that, or Harry Reid saying that, they're all in unison pushing the con. Okay, these are just basic tactics. I ought to write up a manual on this for the web. There's so much I wish I could do. There's not enough of us. Maybe you can take the points I'm making and write it up. I can't do it all anymore. I literally get frustrated that I was here till 2 last night. I'm not whining. I'm just letting you know that. Let me just go through the tactics here. In fact, let's just microcosm this right now, then I'll go to your calls. A, they keep saying the bill is dead on a daily basis to each time confuse people, create a fog of war, a camouflage, so enough of you buy into the fact that, oh, that bill's dead, I don't have to worry about it. Okay? They did that with campaign finance reform. But then the name of it, it's like immigration reform. It is not a reform. In the way you've been conditioned to believe reform means. Reform just means to change. If you take Plato and change it from a sphere to an elephant, you know, there with your children, you have reformed the Plato. Okay? You could reform it into the form of a goblin. It doesn't make it good or bad. It just means you've reformed it. But semantically, they've taught us in the last generation, and see, it's word manipulation, that reform means good. Now, if you're hit by an 18-wheeler going 80 miles an hour on the interstate and you are knocked into four or five pieces and literally you're smeared all over the road, you have been reformed. Now, is that good? Is that a good reform? Depends on what position you're from. From some fire ants that are going to eat some bits of your meat, from a buzzard that might, the cops might not find a finger that got knocked off in the bushes, but a buzzard is, that is a good reform. For you personally, it's not a good reform. See, everything is deception, and it's so deep. And this is how my brain works. And I've learned all their tactics and all their semantical tactics. That's why I'm so frustrated, because just every sentence they say would take a 10-hour treatise just to describe the level. And they're trained, paid liars. These congressmen make millions and millions a year in their payoffs and business deals and influence peddling for being good liars. They become lawyers. They become city council members. They sell out their local city. Then the globalists say, hey, good job, like Kirk Watson here in Austin. You're going to be a state senator. You get to be on all these boards, and you get to make tens of millions off the people. How's that sound? And all they want is a big fancy house and a mistress and, let's say Kirk Watson has one, but, you know, hypothetically, you know, just politicians. And to them, that's just winning. It's to a yuppie, that's how it's done. Just, well, yeah, I'll sell everybody out. At least I'll be on the winning team. It's a no-brainer, folks. That's how cops become corrupt. It's just, well, I just do in the social club with peer pressure what makes me popular with the commanders. And that's not saying anything when you see the drug dealing going on, or you see the commander pull the topless dancer over and have sex with her in the back of the cruiser, or, you know, whatever you do. I mean, this is how you operate. This is how you go bad. But pretty soon, you guys just all start behaving however you want. Everything falls apart. I mean, even if you're not a good moral person, you should be for rule of law, because things degenerate. We turn into Nigeria, or we turn into Mexico. And then there's, and you don't come back from it, by the way. 99%+ of the time, countries are tyrannical and pathetic and third world. Okay, let me go back and just walk through the statement you're hearing from all of them, and it's this. Well, the American people are angry at us that we can't work and we can't get anything done, and we can't get this reform done. So, A, they're installing groupthink and saying that the mass wants this. Now, that's groupthink and sheepthink in and of itself, and it's a lie, because even though they're trying to use sheepthink, on this their lie has been exposed, and 91% in major Gallup polls, and I use Gallup because it's even higher in some polls, but Gallup is very respected, that's scientific, are against it, plus or minus 3 points. So it could be 88, it could be 94, but 91. Okay, so see, just in that one word, or in those two words, in that one part of the sentence, the American people want it. They want it. They're angry. There's lie after lie. Not just they're trying to put you into sheep think that everybody's mad that they won't pass this, but then there's also the lie that the people don't want this passed and almost unanimously don't want it. So, see, there's a lie there. Let's continue. This may take hours. I may have to cancel all the calls and everybody, actually, but I'm just going to walk through just in a couple sentences just to break down the lies, you see. And then people, and I'll go to your calls, I'm just joking. But see, that's how it's inculcated. The average news reporter isn't a government agent, isn't evil. They're inculcated. They've been watching TV, they've been working at the newspaper, they've been living with their friends, they're inculcated with false semantical meanings for words. You literally, like George Orwell wrote, can't communicate with them. He was a BBC propagandist, folks, in the war. He did so many things. He had such a well-rounded life, been in so many positions, that he was able to write that book. And you only understand what a masterpiece it is. That's why Hillary says it's her favorite book. And Clinton just said that, too. Because for them, it's an evil handbook. For them, it's like, yeah, this guy gets it. He puts down in a context what they're doing. But I'm digressing again. So, Harry Reid, George Bush, Pat Robertson, J.C. Watts. This is just who I saw yesterday. And I watched probably 30 minutes of TV flipping around. Everyone must be saying it. I heard it on talk radio this morning. The American people are angry that we can't reform this and fix it and get something done and that Congress is ineffectual and pathetic. As if Congress is supposed to just pass things all day. No, it's a deliberative body. You have a separation of powers within the Congress itself so that you don't get things ramrodded, so that things are slow, so that you don't get millions of laws. It's to stop dictatorship. The whole three branches of government and the sub-separations within the judicial and legislative are meant to stop a man on a white horse, a Napoleon Bonaparte, a Hitler, a Stalin, a Mao, from taking over. So, see, that's a lie, too, that it's all about the government. You know, because when you go into some city council meeting and they're passing some land grab, they'll go, well, we got a consensus. We got to keep moving. We got to move the ball down the field. We got to, okay, we heard what you said. We agree with you. Now we're but you don't agree with me. Well, I say I agree with you. See, it's all tactics. They're using tactics on you, and they get better and better. It's like the minor leagues at your city council, and then you go up to the mid-level leagues at the state level, and then you're on to the big leagues, and then you're at the federal level, and you're an international superstar in the all-star game when you're at the international level. That's all it is. And they love that you're so dumb. They love they can con you. They love that you buy into all of this. And they're just laughing all the way to the bank. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And by the way, Blair says the alternative media is destroying confidence. No, you destroyed confidence by being a criminal, George Bush, Hillary Clinton, Tony Blair. You destroyed the confidence by the fact that you lied all these times without us ever exposing you. And then we just accentuated it so that you can hopefully go to prison where you deserve to be, so we can hopefully reverse this trend of corruption at least a little bit, so everything doesn't go off the edge and the whole society fall apart. As much as I don't like this fraudulent fiat society, I don't even want it to fall apart. Like Ron Paul says, we've got to slowly get out of this thing. I mean, I'm trying to stop. You know, they tell cops we've got to take people's rights and violate rights because we're minding the society. We're keeping it together. Bull. Bull. It's your masters destroying it so they can consolidate ruthlessly. So continuing, everything there is a lie. I shouldn't even be talking about this. It'll teach cops and low-level people how to lie and better and the tactics their bosses are using in wordsmithing. So, going through all of this, going through the statement, the American people are angry, they want something to be done, they want this reform. Then you look at the amnesty itself and the word reform. It is complete, total capitulation, complete, absolute legalization of felons, aggravated felons, and you find out the military is lobbying and paying money, and defense contractors are, and they're literally sending generals down to Capitol Hill to tell them we need more illegal aliens in our military. I mean, it's already 20-plus percent of the Army, a large percentage, over 10%, close to 15% of the Marines. It's not going to stop there. And if, as Americans, you can't figure out, or anybody else for that matter, let's say you're Romanian, or you're Russian, or you're Chinese. I mean, can you imagine having large portions of your domestic military being foreigners, predominantly from a country that says the Southwest belongs to them, and who openly fly their flag with two animals killing each other on the front of it, the Mexican flag? What a bizarre flag. Saying this is their country, financed by our own government. Merging our nations? I mean, what is it when your military starts lobbying your government? If the military lobbied the government in any way, that's a violation of the separation of powers, and that is dangerous, and that's illegal, and that's treason. But when they start lobbying to end the borders and to integrate and to push for the amnesty plan, it's high treason. And I'm serious. I want state grand juries to go and indict. And they're in the news. They got generals in there testifying yesterday and the day before that we need open borders. I mean, I want them arrested. I want them indicted. And you're like, ooh, that's a little hardcore. I mean, that is treason. That is the definition. Ending the country. What is it you don't get about this, you stupid military and you stupid police and you stupid yuppies and you stupid Mexicans and the stupid black people and the stupid everybody? All part of your little group, all thinking you know it all sitting there waving your yuppie flag, waving your Mexican flag, waving your rebel flag, and you're all in your own little groups. And you don't realize that we're all under attack by the same New World Order being played off against each other. All right, I promise we're going to go to Ann and Daryl and others when we get back. We got tons of other news, folks, but British government wants to start restricting free speech. That's because we're beating their hind end, folks.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk to Ann in Indiana. Ann, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I had a similar thing happen to me in court with the illegal aliens.
Yeah, we're going to do an article on this. I heard Brownfield talking about some news story about it, but I've witnessed it myself about how they get preferential treatment. Sure, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was in for the same thing they were, no license, no insurance. I was in four different times fighting this. Every time I was in, the courtroom was full of illegal aliens. And they get a $65 fine and were told to, go back on the street. She did ask every one of them if they could get a license. And they said no, and she just said, don't drop again and send them back on the street. I get a $350 fine and lose my license for a year.
And then next time you'll go to jail. But listen, yeah. I had somebody that does work for me arrested in the parking lot. He pulled in. The cops thought it looked suspicious. You know, that person's scared of me. He pulled in. No, that's where he works. And expired license, jail. And the cops laughed and said, yeah, we're told really don't arrest illegals because the judges just let them go. And they said, well, yeah, we just follow orders. We don't like it. Well, I mean, what is wrong with this picture? Again, Americans are the dumb idiots, myself included. We've got to realize how pathetic we are and stop acting like it. I mean, we are seen as the mark. We'll put up with anything. We will go along with anything. It is open season on us. The illegals, listen, I've told the story, but I'll tell it again. About three Christmases ago, a good family friend of mine, it's friends with my parents. I've known her since I was 3 years old, but I don't know why I always tell that part. But the point is, she manages one of the biggest apartment complexes the biggest in Austin. And she went to the big management national meeting of managers in Dallas right before Christmas a few years ago. And they told her, they said, listen, we're in a secret deal with the federal government to support the illegal aliens. They said the immigrants. We want you to roll out all the red carpet. We're getting federal funds for them. But you're not supposed to tell the other tenants this. And if a citizen has anybody there staying for more than a week, you find them, you kick them out. But let them stay 10 to a one-person apartment. I mean, actually, and no one understood why. They just said, listen, we're getting funds to do this. The government is covertly funding apartment complexes. This is military. Do you understand that? Anything else, Sam?
Well, no, not really. But there was one other thing. When the aliens say they have a right to our country, we legally purchased Texas, California, and New Mexico. So, you know, you can just tell them if you want it, you better buy it back.
Well, let's be clear. There were a couple thousand per territory, what you'd call, you know, Mexican citizens here. They couldn't hold it from the Indians, from the Comanche, the Arapaho, the Blackfoot, the Apache, all of them. And so the Mexican government, even after Spain left, said, in 1822, said, please come here, please. And then Santa Ana took over and said, no, I want, you know, the land now. And over a third of the people that fought for Texas independence were Hispanic. The media doesn't want you to know that. The New World Order hates Texas, hates America. And so, you know, that's why there's the Six Flags of Texas. France had this land. Spain had it. The Russians had California. Mexico had never. Look, by the way, about a third of southern Mexico belonged to Guatemala before. So they don't even have dibs on that. Okay, it's just delusional. They just tell them that, and it feels good, and they believe it, and they see skyscrapers and swimming pools and think that's all ours, and it was stolen, and it's just mindless propaganda. But it works quite nicely. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Ann, did you say anything to the judge, like, why do I get 300 and something bucks and they get 65?
No, but I wanted to. I was kind of shook after she gave me the $350 fine. Oh, she gave me two months in jail suspended also.
Oh, excuse me. Stay there for 1 minute. I want to come back because I want everybody to email us with their stories. We're going to do an article on this. Stay there.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Blackbird.